As these things go, it was only a matter of time before it was dubbed Menugate. For a second day, the scandal over the Liberal Party function menu containing highly degrading descriptions of the Prime Minister has led the news cycle. The owner of the restaurant where the coalition fundraiser was held has accepted responsibility for the menu and insists it wasn't distributed to the guests. But the government has dismissed that explanation and is continuing its attack against the coalition. From Canberra, Samantha Hawley reports.
From a gender-based rallying cry to a one-on-one meeting with a former Hollywood star with a chequered history with women.
Hello.
Hello, good morning, how are you?
Governor, lovely to meet you. Thank you.
It's wonderful to meet you.
And great to be able to talk about climate change, so thank you very much.
Many other things.
Yes.
In Perth, the Prime Minister sat down for talks with the former Californian Governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold Schwarzenegger led the American state when it put a price on carbon.
For my meeting with Arnold Schwarzenegger today was to talk about climate change and putting a price on carbon.
But it's what's now been dubbed Menugate that's still dominating for a second day in federal politics. The man at the centre of the coalition fundraising menu scandal is the Liberal National Party candidate for the seat of Fisher, Mal Brough. He spent the morning trying to clear up the mess from the day before.
Look, yesterday the matter was very confusing. I was presented with a fait accompli that there had been a menu which, as I said at the time, I had not seen.
Mal Brough yesterday apologised for the offending menu, which describes the Prime Minister's body in a highly degrading way. Last night, the restaurant owner declared it was his idea of a joke and was never distributed to the tables. Mal Brough again.
Are you embarrassed to have been linked to this sort of incident?
You know, it's an extraordinary question, really. I'm being linked to something which there was nothing there. It didn't occur. You ask a question about, am I embarrassed about something that didn't happen?
Why apologise yesterday then, Mal, if you know you had
I apologised for the comments because it was presented to me as though it was a fait accompli, that it was there. Here was a document. I wasn't to know that it wasn't there.
The important thing is to get the facts right.
The opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
This was a bad taste menu that never made it out of the kitchen. It wasn't seen by anyone at the event. It was never distributed to people at the event. It was a tacky joke that never made it outside of the kitchen. I think now that we know the facts, everyone can all move on.
But the story still has life, according to the government and the Treasurer, Wayne Swan.
This is a vile act by those that were at the lunch. The stories that have been told by various participants simply don't add up. To my way of thinking, it's almost inconceivable that this menu was not cited by participants at the lunch. And I don't think we've heard any convincing case from any of the participants that it wasn't seen by people.
So do you not believe the owner of the restaurant who said it was just an in-joke that was never seen by the Liberal Party?
No, I don't.
Let's be very clear. We're getting a different version today than the version we got yesterday. It is for Mal Brough to explain how that possibly adds up.
Prime Minister's in Perth, where she's still fielding questions about the future of her leadership.
Once again, rumour and speculation. I'm not dealing with it.
The latest relates to reports in the Daily Telegraph newspaper that the Workplace Relations Minister, Bill Shorten, has been ringing Labor MPs to gauge their support for the Prime Minister.
Rumour and speculation you've got out of the newspapers, and I said earlier this week, don't waste your breath, I'm not wasting mine.
I remain a supporter of the Prime Minister.
Yesterday, Bill Shorten was questioned about his confidence in the Prime Minister after he said he believed Julia Gillard would be the leader come election time. Today, he didn't alter his language.
I categorically deny that there is canvassing going on that I'm involved in about the leadership. While I also know, and again I'm happy to repeat it because it's an important issue, I continue to support our Prime Minister.
Will Julia Gillard still be Prime Minister at the end of this upcoming sitting?
Yes, I believe so. And before anyone interprets what I mean by the verb believe, yes, I support her.
Kevin Rudd will be campaigning in Brisbane with the Communications Minister, Stephen Conroy, this evening, and he'll be back in Western Sydney tomorrow.
Samantha Hawley.